This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sox Braves tonight. 6:15 pregame. Christian Arcand all over the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. And a pivotal series when it comes to the Boston Red Sox.
If they get swept... It's not out of the realm of possibility that Cora gets fired.
Oof. Curtis, all right. Now you're just being you're exaggerating things.
I would never.
The man just got himself a new deal.
Yep. Well, I hate to tell you, but John Henry is very good at paying people to do nothing.
Yeah.
He gave Pablo Sandoval like $100 million. If there's seven games under 500,
yeah. Right. The Braves are also at the same point as the Red Sox right now. Their records are almost identical. So,
yeah.
But isn't Ronald Acuna Jr. back too now for
yes.
the Braves?
Yeah.
The last time you played him, you didn't have him, so he's back. So. Right.
And Greg, were you a Braves fan or a Red Sox fan growing up?
Well, I used to go over to Braves Field over there by Northeastern.
Yeah.
As a young child.
Wow. You are showing your age big time.
I put my top hat on and my long coat. And,
did your grandfather sell your Babe Ruth autographed ball?
Get out of here with that nonsense. I'm not that old. But there's an opportunity for this team. They're only three games out of the wild card.
But they're behind like six teams.
But there is an opportunity to turn things around.
You have to, and I did this lead the other day. You have to go. You're going to have 26 games in the month of June, and you got to go 16-10. 17-9. Can this team do that? Because if they can't do that, because if you play 500 baseball, you're going to still be right where you are, right?
Yeah. And you have six games in June against the Yankees.
Right. You got six games against the Yankees. Then you play the Mariners, who are good. Then you play San Fran, who's good. So you have some good teams that you're going to be playing. Then what ends up happening, because once the All-Star break comes, and I had the lead the other day, this team realistically could be out of it, because if you're 10 games, you know, out of the wild card,
it's just wild to think about that based on the expectation going in.
Back to the home opener, Greg. It's seven runs in the first two innings. Trevor Story and Abreu going back to back. You're like, wow, this team's going to be legit.
I mean, literally, we've been talking about it since May, or at least, and every time I brought it up, everybody goes, it's a long season. But they have been making mistakes since mid-April that have cost them ball games.
And they don't make any changes. We've been sitting here talking about Roman Anthony, if he's going to come up, even when we talked to Breslow. And then I think I heard Cora on the afternoon show, and kind of also throwing water on us and being like, yeah, well, we're going to take our time with Roman Anthony. So it doesn't seem like he's coming up quickly.
Well, it was more so they're going to take time with him because as a rookie, you're going to make mistakes, which is kind of what Craig Breslow said yesterday. But again, we brought up Christian Campbell. If you're going to talk about one 21-year-old going to be making mistakes and not wanting to mess with his head, you can't then be putting Christian Campbell at first base at 22 years old.
Curtis said this to Craig Breslow at this exact time yesterday, and he was right. It does not Roman Anthony is not going to be mentally ruined when he is brought up to a team that is losing baseball games. If he is, then he's should not be the number one prospect in Major League Baseball.
But it's the same thing we said about Drake May. Either he is the guy, right, and he'll learn from bad moments like Peyton Manning did in his rookie year, or he's not.
Yeah.
And Roman Anthony, it has nothing to do with Roman Anthony. It has to do with Breslow not wanting to have to, if something goes wrong, it's on him. Whereas if they slow play it.
I still think that they're so, you know, they're frugal. Or they're trying to be this new frugal baseball team that I still think the service time issue has something to do with it.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong.
They spent a lot of money, though, in the offseason.
Right.
So frugal-wise.
Can't really throw that out there no more. You gave
if they spent a lot of money, they'd have Juan Soto.
No, you got Crochet, though. You got Bregman. You got the guy that everybody said that, you know, he was going to be the difference leader when it comes to culture. He was Cora's guy. You paid him really good money.
No disrespect intended to Courtney's former place of employment. But if you want to see how cheap John Henry is, look at Nesson. I'm serious. You won't recognize a single person on. They have, like, wrestling podcasts at noon.
No comment.
It's like, what are we doing?
Let's change some things over there.
All right. Well, a very important series for the Boston Red Sox, and you can listen to every minute of it with Will and Will, right? We got the Wills.
Yes.
Okay.
Brooksy and Will Fleming.
Listen on the Odyssey app and on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Here in Newport, we are joined this morning by Jonathan Mendez, who is part of the crew over at Full Keel Marine. Did I get that right?
You did great.
All right,
sir.
Nailed it.
Thank you very much.
And we met you. Yeah. We met you the last time we were in Rhode Island.
Yes. Last year's road show at Whalers. Yep,
yeah,
that's correct.
And you're back.
We're back. Yeah, we're back.
And you guys are doing something. Have been doing something for the Greg Hill Foundation and our beneficiaries.
Yeah. We are. We're you know, locally here. We're a boat service, maintenance, repair business. We also are the local dealer for North Coast Boats, who's built right here in Bristol, Rhode Island. And each year we're just accumulating some of our proceeds and donating that directly from the boat sales to the foundation.
Oh,
awesome. Wow. That's really good.
Yep. We see the – yeah.
So awesome. We have a check today.
We got a check today here for you guys. We have $7,200 this year.
Wow.
Job. All right.
That is awesome.
Fantastic. Yep. $7,200.
Yep. Got it.
Is that a lot? That's a lot of boats.
It's a good amount of boats.
Yeah,
we had a good year.
And, right.
You know, we're hopefully next year we can even go up from there.
Wiggy, not. Sometimes he's a boat guy. Sometimes he's not a boat guy.
I'm a yacht guy. So if you deal with yachts, I'm all in.
You know, Wiggy, the boat we have here today is over 35 feet, officially classified as a yacht.
All right.
So we'd love to have you come out.
All right.
I think that works.
Wiggy, little spin around the harbor.
Is it like John Henry's yacht or like one of those?
It's like one of the ones that John Henry would probably put on his yacht.
Right.
But
or
still a yacht.
A Bezos yacht? That's kind of yacht I am.
Yeah, we can't do that today.
You have the Steph Diggs ladies on the boat?
Oh.
No, we don't.
And for those that try to paint Wiggy in a certain picture on Lake Minnetonka, if you Wikipedia that, no more does it say Jermaine Wiggins' name.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I looked at it earlier in the morning yesterday. It was there, and then
it's all cap, Courtney. Like Trump said, fake news.
So we had this discussion yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah. Wiggy has been denying that he was a part of the nefarious Vikings cruise for 6 years. And we went and looked at Wikipedia during the show, and it says it names everybody who was on it. And Jermaine Wiggins is number 5 on the boat.
No. I think I misread it because it's not there anymore.
Oh, it's not there anymore suddenly after
it's
our
all
discussion?
Fake news.
I'm going to say I agree with Wiggy. Don't believe anything you read about anybody on the internet.
What did I tell you yesterday? The internet is the internet, and the internet be acting.
Yes.
Amen.
All
right.
So what's the boat that you have today?
So today we have the North Coast 415, 415. The newest model, largest in the edition, and that is here actually right on the other side of that dock. The other boat we have here today is actually a cool setup. It's if anybody's ever heard of Sea Keeper is a stabilization gyro system that keeps boats, and we call it the Wife Keeper because it makes the boats very comfortable at sea. And come find one of us. We're here. Yeah. We can actually show you a demo of how it works at the dock.
What does one of those babies run you out there?
The which one? The North Coast 415. Yeah. It's a you're about a 1.1 million.
Okay.
Oh, that's it.
But you can, for Greg.
But you can finance that over 200 years or something, right?
I haven't heard of 200 years, okay. But
after
I hear
pay,
up there,
you can push it back.
After all right. Pay.
Well, thanks for what you guys do.
Thank
we
you
really
guys.
Appreciate it. Yep. All right.
Appreciate you very much.
Full keel Marine.
There you go.
And we are in Newport, Rhode Island. It is roadshow number 3. This is Ian from Northbridge. Ian, what's going on?
Hey, guys, doing? Love the show. First-time caller.
Thank you.
My thought is trade Duran. He's your best asset. Get a, you know, a major league-ready piece, and that's my thought. So I'm going to hang up and listen.
I mean, I think
– why would you trade a major league-ready piece for a major league-ready piece?
I think your best asset, if you're trading, if you're selling, is Rafael Devers.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I mean, he is, honestly. If you are – especially the way he's hitting the ball right now. He would be your best asset to
trade. Change the scenery for him might make him a little happier.
Or,
you know,
or what Curtis just said, maybe change the coach. And maybe that changes the scenery of, you know, maybe you change the coach. We always see it every time a coach kind of gets fired midseason, that interim guy, whoever that may be, you got Veritek in there.
Yeah, I was going to say Wiggy's boy and you know, Wiggy's boy.
I would love it if, I mean, no disrespect to Alex Cora. But I would love Jason Veritek as the manager.
New voice, new face. Maybe though, you know, those guys, you know, just react differently to that. Because honestly, you're not going to change the players. Like the call, like you're not going to trade Duran. Curtis is right. You're not going to trade him for a ready-made player when you already got one. So what has to change? We see it in all the sports locally. Like the Bruins team, you really weren't going to change the players, so you changed the coach. Now, unfortunately, it didn't work for you. You did it with the Patriots. It wasn't the players. You changed the coach.
But they did. They just lost their fifth in a row.
Yeah.
In embarrassing walk-off fashion.
Right.
And they did nothing. Like, they didn't make any. They didn't make a single change yesterday. Like, why are you expecting that they're going to make a change after this weekend series with the Braves?
Because because at some point the people that they all work for say, we invested how much money into this season and we're not going to get a single playoff gate out of it.
Right.
I also think it'd be interesting. You'd have the Patriots and the Red Sox, each with coaches and managers that were key cogs of recent championships that have the credibility with the fan base. I don't know. I think that if it's not Cora, I think Wiggy's right, though. Veritek would be the obvious.
If you extend Alex Cora like you did.
It's just 2 years.
Mid-season. Okay, but.
I mean, at the end of next season, right? So it'd be this season and next.
Right.
They would either extend or they would move on because managers don't like to go into their walk year. Last year was an anomaly with Cora, and they redid it in the mid-year.
And there's not going to be any extension because even talking to Alex Cora, he doesn't seem like he wants that.
It doesn't seem – I just don't know what happened with Breslow and Cora, but it seems like overnight it became do what we say. This is what the stats tell us to do, and if you don't do it, then you're out. Like
I just don't get like from a – you look at – Craig. I know we talked about this earlier, but Craig Breslow – played the game. Like, why is he so enamored on the analytics side of things?
Because he talks about thought partners and synthesizing, and he went to Yale. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess it's like the new world of, like, sport.
But it's not.
I agree with you.
If you played the game,
right,
which both he and Alex Cora did, then you understand that intuition is a part of it, is a huge part of
Who's
it.
Who's your best thought partner?
Honestly, you.
Yes. Suck on it.
Greg,
we are thought partners before the show every morning.
That is true, probably it's all
of you. And I set up your computer every morning.
It's all of you. It's all of you.
Wiggy, you're my thought partner.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
You know, you can use my key anytime.
You are the best.
There you go.
Unlock the sports talk.
I'm kind of jealous that they gave you the key to the city. I'm not going to lie.
If you put that on a chain, that'd be sick. It would.
It would be.
It would.
I'm going to use it. I'm going to go to City Hall tonight, see if I can get in.
You know who this is a shot at?
Rich Keefe.
Oh.
Keefe's keys.
This
is the golden key, though. You know what they say about the golden
Rich
key.
Rich Keefe and Adam Jones, still not here.
I know.
Still not here.
The guy you use it to start one of the boats over there, though?
I don't think it'll start. I don't think it'll start a boat up.
I think those are all pushed to start.
Not a skeleton key. It's just the million? Key to the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like the keys is the city that you can use them for other stuff too.
They're magic.
1.5 million, huh?
Yeah, for that boat.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah.
A yacht. I think a yacht has to be 100 feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love the Wiggy's rules for life.
Well, no, I mean, you know, we call that a mini yacht.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the John Henry yacht is much bigger.
That or the who's the Herb Chambers yacht?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
This is David from Florida. David, good morning.
Good morning. Great idea. Great show down there. Great show.
Thank you.
You guys need to do a road show down here in Florida too, in South Florida.
Oh,
I'm down here.
Yes,
I would love it.
I'm in.
Yeah, you can do it. Oh, there's a bunch of places down here. Duffy's is Curtis. You know Duffy's.
I do know Duffy's.
Flanagan's.
We could do it at the booby trap.
We'll just go to my parents' house and we'll see David on the outside of the fence.
Absolutely. But you know, it's too early. It's too early to be talking about selling right now. It's too early. I mean,
It's a month and a half away. I got it. So I appreciate it. At some point though, you're going to have to decide. And if it
keeps, I don't understand that you wait on hold for a half hour.
Well. It's
thought process.
Conversational.
Brutal.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, key to the city goes to Jerome Wiggins.
Appreciate it.
In Newport, Rhode Island.
Thank you, Rhode Island.
You guys, Rhode Island, you've been incredible
always
so far.
I love the accents up here, too.
Down here.
Down here.
Yeah, we are going to play your Hill Notes coming up, but first, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Red Sox back in action tonight. 7:15 first pitch with Lucas Giolito.
Lucas Giolito.
I choose you.
Yeah. Great finish.
Yeah, he's opposing Grant Holmes. Brooksy will join Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI, Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:15 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. In the NBA, the Knicks stay alive. Final score 111-94. Jalen Brunson led the way, going off for 32. And after having a wild night on Tuesday, Tyrese Halliburton pretty quiet last night. He ended the game with only 8 points. Game 6 is set for Saturday. In the NHL, Edmonton moves on. They beat Dallas 6-3, so it's Panthers-Oilers in the Stanley Cup Finals. That series starts on Wednesday in Edmonton. And Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, they're honest, and they provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That is what's trending.
All right, we're in Newport. We are at the Lobster Bar, an extended roadshow today with Jones and Keith. Can you get them some Excedrin or something, please, or Alka-Seltzer or something, so we can get Jones and Keefe recovered? Jones is on his way over here.
I picture Jones and Keefe like the guys in Dumb and Dumber in that hotel with the heart-shaped hot tub.
Yeah. All right. We will be right back with Hill Note.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Roadshow Friday at the Lobster Bar in Newport. Newport, you have impressed so far this morning. I want to quick thank you to the Newport Police Department. They dropped off a bunch of stuff this morning. I want to thank those guys and those ladies and inform them that I would guess at around 10:30 there will be a matte black Defender flying home to Boston at an excessive rate of speed. So if they could possibly just ignore that.
Smart.
I would appreciate that.
Yeah.
And look who is awake and apparently alive. Adam Jones.
I'm here. I'm not the first one here.
Show up.
Yeah.
Show up.
Yeah.
All right. Virgin Roadshow appearance.
Woo!
Virgin pregame last night. You're a first timer.
Yes.
Thoughts?
Well, I'm still hashing them out.
Okay. I don't think he was drinking any virgin drinks last night.
No.
Judging by
great, tremendous time though. This is a wonderful city. We're a little up the road. We're staying a little up the road, but it's a wonderful city and a great turnout last night. I met a lot of people, some fans, some not big fans, but it's good to meet everybody, which is good.
Yeah. Can I say something?
Yes.
You need to be out more because you get too much flack. I have said this from day one. I was nervous to meet Jones because I like on the social medias. It seems like you get a lot of anger.
I get a lot of guff. Yeah.
He's the
nicest guy.
He comes off on social media and the radio as dink forward.
Yeah.
What did you say to me last night about Rich? I don't know if this is radio.
I don't remember what I said.
You said.
I said Rich is great.
I said Rich.
No, not you. No,
Rich has. He's mellowed you out a little.
Yeah, you said he takes the dink out of me.
Yeah, he takes the dink out of me.
Roughly, I think that's the quote.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what I said. But I mean, it was awesome last night. We had a blast. It was great hanging with you guys last night.
Great time. Me and Keith kept it going at the Applebee's way up the road. Keith was. Ripping Long Island iced tea, so I don't know when he's rolling in. But
that's a classic joint, too.
We'll see. Oh, it was sweet. We were closing it down.
Yeah. He didn't join you in the hot tub this morning?
No, that was just me.
Okay.
So I almost got in there yesterday. It was just me. There was one other couple who came in. It was very awkward. Yeah. Not in the hot tub, but into the pool area.
All right.
And I left. But it was nice. Nice soak. Not as warm as I would have hoped.
Yeah, you need it nice and hot.
Yeah.
Wiggy's a hot tub expert.
Yeah. Hot tub and bidets, but Courtney's
blow. He doesn't say no if somebody else wants to jump in.
I was waiting for you to jump on that.
Gotta be careful who jumps in.
Two people arriving is the schedule for
gotta
Wiggy.
Gotta be careful. I'm like the 9-year-old. No, Miss Piggy. Can't get in this hot tub. There's only room for one of us. Can't have two big people in here.
Jesus. All right, what are you guys doing on the show today?
Good question. Well, some Red Sox, some Pats. We'll pick up on the dig stuff. Curran had some good stuff on Drake May yesterday, so we'll talk about that. Probably recap the road show a little bit, our antics. So, yeah.
Yeah. Shime's lead this morning, I don't want to speak for him, was about Tom Curran with you guys yesterday talking about Drake May.
With the afternoon show.
A little bit. Oh, with the afternoon show, struggling a little bit. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he has been, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that's unfair to say. Four picks the other day. You know, the offense was, according to Phil, uneven, Phil Perry. So, yeah, I mean, look, a lot of us expect the Patriots to be good. If he doesn't make a big jump, then they're probably not going to be very good.
I'm very excited.
Wiggy says OTAs don't matter.
Yeah, they don't.
In the littlest bit.
Yeah, the only thing they matter for is just to kind of learn the offense. Because how many times have we seen this, Adam, where somebody looks
four
great?
Picks?
No. Somebody looks great in OTAs, and then you get to the preseason, and you put the pads on, they're not very good. It's like, somebody looks bad in OTAs, and then all of a sudden, they're really good. So I don't really take too much stock into that.
Look, I'm not saying – I'm not backing off 10 wins, 9 wins. Like, I think they can still do it. I'm saying if Drake May keeps looking like he has, they're not going to do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he's looking like in the preseason, then I would be concerned. Or even, like, in training camp, I'd be a little bit concerned. But here now, it's like – it's, you know, everybody's got basically, it's a t-shirts and shorts.
Where do you guys fall in the Mixon situation? Do you think that he went to Vrabel, said he wants him out? Because we talked about that this morning as well.
And Diggs?
No, Drake May.
Milton, sorry.
I think May didn't want him on the team.
Oh, my God.
So
gosh.
I'm not saying he demanded a trade, but I don't think Drake May liked looking over his shoulder at Joe Milton. I don't think. I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
No, I don't think that he did it. I think that was a story to blow things out of proportion. I think that Drake May.
But even if he didn't request a trade, they could know how he feels about, like, having to deal with this guy.
But you're a rookie. You know you're going to have a backup quarterback.
Right.
Like, you should be able to handle that weight on your shoulder.
I agree. You should be able to.
And I don't think that you don't have the stardom to go up to your head coach and say, hey, I want him out of here. And Joe Milton was great, but he was great at the last game of the season.
Yeah, I just think quarterbacks who aren't established probably don't want to be threatened. I think Joe Milton's more threatening than a guy like Josh Dobbs. You're going to have a backup, but you don't want your backup to be as talented. He might not be a better quarterback, but he is as physically talented as Drake May, and I think that threatened him.
And Vrabel doesn't want that. Vrabel doesn't want the backup where it, like, it, imagine if Joe Milton's here right now and we're getting reports that Drake May don't look good.
Right.
People are then saying, reporters are saying, hey, Coach Mike, why isn't Milton getting some of the reps with the ones? He looks good with the twos. Why isn't he getting right? And I don't think Vrabel wants that kind of stuff, especially when you're talking about the number three overall pick. You don't want just that question about should we give Milton an opportunity, or people saying you should give Milton an opportunity when you've taken Drake May number three overall. So I think it was more Vrabel not wanting to potentially deal with a headache.
You know how locker rooms are too. Like, guys look at him and go,
yeah,
he's better.
Yeah.
Like, the guys will start lining up behind him. So I don't think Vrabel wanted that. I agree with that.
Yeah, they did it with Zappe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I am delighted that you guys are here. And if you're hanging around and you got nothing to do, come by, have lunch here today, because you guys are here till 2.
We're here till 2, yeah.
And maybe later. If
yesterday is any indication, we will be here later, yes.
Do you have a curfew?
No, my wife is supposed – I think she's on the road right now, so she will be here.
Oh,
but
wow.
Separate cars.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're fine.
Oh, yeah, I'll shove her out the door, and I'll hang for her.
No, she's a good time.
All right. All right, Jones and Keefe, give them a round of applause. They're coming up at 10. From the Lobster Bar. We're going to get to Hill Notes momentarily, but first, Mind Your Business, which is brought to you at every roadshow by Harbor One Bank. Harbor One Bank, they know your business like nobody's business. Who should mind their business this week?
Ooh.
Well, I have a few people that should mind their business, and those are all the birds chirping from the bleachers or the peanut gallery about Rafael Devers.
Oh.
Because when you look at Devers, he is not the issue. You should not be chirping him. You should not be complaining about him. Mind your business. The guy's your best player. He's your, what do you have, 30 RBIs in the month of May? Mind your damn business.
Similar for mine, but different.
Okay.
All the peanut gallery going after.
I know what you're going to say.
Steph Diggs.
Okay,
mind
Courtney.
Your
yes.
business.
Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Because if you was on the boat, you'd be having a good time, too.
That boat looked like a good time.
Yes, it was.
And we don't know what was in that bag.
No, there was Skittles.
No idea.
We know it was Skittles.
Altoids.
Right. Yep.
Paper, gum.
He looked like Skittles to me.
It looked like Big Red, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He just said, don't take too much.
Yeah, because you know.
Well, he's a conscientious friend.
He said, don't take it all. Let's
you gotta,
right.
I mean, no one wants to be on a boat with stanky breath.
It's also, you don't want to be the guy that takes the last slice.
Yeah.
All right, that is Mind Your Business, and it is brought to you every roadshow by Harbor One Bank. And Hill Notes are brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Coco, darling! Oh, it's Trivial Bassy Love! Oh, Newport, finally a venue worthy of your elegant standards, dear! Oh, the opulent mansions, the decadent food, pastel polos with cardigans, sweaters draped over the shoulders, and penny loafers as far as the eye can see, dear. Oh, I wish I could be there, but unfortunately I'm at a bachelorette here in the south of France. Do give Mummy and Aunt Kathy a bougie double kiss for me, dear. Oh, and cap it off with sailing with the one and only Gregory Hill, love. Oh, what I wouldn't do to be first mate aboard his vessel, darling.
continues to cry.
This is your happy place. I mean, the society part of it. I'm surprised you didn't. Right near our hotel, right near the ocean cliff, is Hammersmith Farm, which is where Jackie Kennedy Onassis grew up.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
You're obsessed with her.
Yeah, no, I love her style. I tried to look like her last weekend.
Very disrespectful on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I know. I gotta work on that.
You should have did it this weekend, though. You and Santo here, you should have, you know, went for another one.
Another round?
Yeah, another round. Kennedy's, you know.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
In Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Coco, you're awesome. You're so bougie. I think that's what they call it now.
Oh, my room had a bidet, and it was quite fabulous. The temperature was at a perfect 60 degrees Fahrenheit. And I met the bride and groom on their wedding and wished them a very happy wedding. Oh, Santo, unpack my bags and get my dress ready.
I am packed on my own, but I will say Wiggy was not lying about the day. I got front and back.
Nice. Holy guacamole.
It was unbelievable. Please. Have you ever used one of
there
those?
There are children here.
It's a toilet. It's a function on a toilet. It was insane. Yeah. The toilet seat was heated.
Wow.
It was really nice.
That's why you didn't come on the boat.
No.
You had one of them Ernie Bach ones, one of them special ones.
It opened when I walked up to it.
Them was like that. Those was like the Ferraris of bidets. You had the luxury ones.
What do those cost?
I don't know. Those
Hey, you got some of them will run you $10,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, some of them run you $10,000.
That's a lot for a toilet.
Let me ask a quick question.
What?
Where does James get his hair from?
Yes.
Yes. They have very similar hair.
Because he's got like that California beach lock hair.
Yeah.
And then when I look over, I'm like, wait a second.
Well, you're assuming I'm the father.
He gets it from the mailman.
I can't wait to meet him. He owes me money.
This whole Stephon Diggs thing, there's an easy way out of this. All Stephon has to do is say it was seasoning. White people have no idea what seasoning is. It was Himalayan pink salt. He was using it for chicken. That's why he said, like, hey, go have some of this. Come back. Tell me how you feel. Right? That seasoning, if it's right, it'll change your life. Come on now.
They had some lemon pepper wings on that boat. Come back.
Hey, Coco. You obviously have a very close relationship with your mom and dad, and that's wonderful. Don't ever let that slip away. But gifting your dad a Speedo on Father's Day? Top of the ick meter on Father's Day.
It wasn't a Speedo. It's a full short.
But $90, he would not know the difference if it was 45.
I think he would. I think my dad likes to dress nicely. And he called me yesterday. He said, don't listen to anybody else. I love those bathing suits.
And you know what? We talk about them all the time. So we should have your mom stand up. Colleen Cox, stand
She's
up.
She's going to hate
there.
This.
Stand up.
A lot of people saying how pretty she was last night. Big birthday tomorrow for she and Auntie Kathy, the twins. We've got a big night tonight. Lots of Cosmos.
They were circling Colleen last night.
Yeah, they were.
They were like, oh, John ain't around. They were circling her. Boy, I seen it with my own eyes.
What?
I did. I seen the guys. They were like,
I know.
You know, they made it a point to go talk to her.
One nice gentleman got her a gift card, $50 to go get ice cream,
See?
I think.
See?
Oh, that's very nice.
For her birthday.
There you go. Right.
I'll use that if she's not using it. Go ahead.
After observing an English class yesterday, I was inspired to write a poem, so if I may. Curtis the Hack, with his silver spoon flair, talk sports like a know-it-all gas bag on air. Tom Brady's his hero. Bill Belichick's just a bum. He whines like a child when things don't go numb. He sighs, rolls his eyes when the callers chime in. If you don't agree, that's a mortal sin. He argues in circles, he won't let things rest. Still proving his point when he moved to the next. He worships Greg Hill like a dog with a bone. Craves his approval in a whimpering tone. Numbnuts by the mic with a snarky old frown. Turning hot sports takes into lowbrow put-downs. Awkward and bitter with a permanent sneer. That's Numbnuts Curtis, your hack of the year.
Jeez.
He's doing poems now, too. Huh?
I mean, I don't agree, but it was pretty well done.
It was a good poem.
I just feel bad for the progress report that didn't get written.
Good poem.
Guy has it in for you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he does. Ahead,
it's real funny how the Boston Red Sox benched and took away Rafi Devers' position at spring training, didn't talk to him, none of his teammates defended him, everybody told him how bad he was as a defender and to just be quiet and hit. Now the Red Sox need him to play the field, he doesn't want to, and all of a sudden, he's a bad teammate.
Well, yeah, make that make sense.
That's the way I feel about it, not changing my mind.
It wasn't a poem, so I'm not listening.
I am now confident that LB and Wiggy are the same person. After Wiggy saying, internet is the internet, the only thing I could think of is LB. Nothing changes if nothing changes.
True.
So true. Yeah. If nothing changes, then nothing does change.
Amen.
Right. Yeah. You know, and the internet is the internet. Have you not been on it?
Two for two.
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Yep. You and LB say
I
that.
I love LB.
You guys say that to each other all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the black LB, and he's the white Wiggy. That's it.
Hopefully this gets on Hill Notes, because I just heard my guy Matt Sanders. That's right. He just gave his guest lead. I work with him. I'm his coworker. I'm covering his route today. But what's up, Matt? How are ya? I'm covering your route, but I just wanted to say I'm a big fan of the show. Shout out to all the people over there in Newport. And Wiggy, I need to hear it just one time, but I think you gotta give Newport a very nice ca-ca! Ca-ca!
You love Newport.
I do love it over here.
You didn't think you were gonna like it, and you love it.
I love the Courtney. I'm down with the snooty up. You know,
yeah.
You know,
snooty up.
Yeah,
the snooty up. The nice big houses and everything. I like that kind. The yachts.
Talena liked it too when she came in the fall.
Yeah, she did.
You know what's interesting about here versus like the Cape? They still have a lot of just like land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there's
like
a lot of land.
Most of these places, it's just like construction, construction, construction.
Yeah. All right. Is that it, Chime?
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right. By the way, Newport, just again, you guys are incredible. Thank you for being here. I hope you're staying all day.
Oh, Rich Keefe is here.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
How does he look?
Looks a bit pale, but he's here.
Okay.
He had a rough one last night.
A little nauseous.
The guy is drunk.
He and I broke bread last night. It was beautiful.
Oh, you did?
Nice. Yes.
Oh,
you guys made up?
What?
All right, everything's good. All right,
I'm fine.
We'll get Rich over here. We'll get his side of the story. We are in Newport, Rhode Island, roadshow number 3, and we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are back in Newport, Rhode Island at the Lobster Bar, where we have been all morning, and what an extraordinary morning and what an extraordinary night it was last night. Before we go, we should open up the giant weather window here in Newport and get a forecast. The weather window is brought to you by Window World of Boston. Open that up.
Ooh.
Curtis, what do we got?
Well, I have to tell you, I just got the greatest video I've ever seen. James is here for 20 minutes, and Frankie and him are like best friends. He's throwing bread to striped bass, and then he asked for a club soda.
Oh, they're feeding the fish.
Yeah. Feeding the fish.
Oh, excellent.
Unbelievable. Sorry, 62 degrees, feels like 57 where we are, but hot takes coming in about 10 minutes with Jones and Keefe.
Yep.
That'll fire your butt right up. Afternoon high of 65 here back home. Just kind of crummy, 60 to 70, cloudy skies, some rain showers this afternoon. This weekend going to be in the 60s and damp.
All right, it's got to get warm eventually, I would hope. And you can get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. So there are people that we got to thank, and you mentioned Frankie. Can we thank our host here?
Yes.
Everybody, servers, bartenders, everybody, door guys, last night at the landing, at Gorgina, extraordinary, extraordinary job. Here at the Lobster Bar this morning, unbelievable job. Food was great. Service is great. Drinks are fantastic. Yeah. Everybody's enjoying all of those over there.
Tip your bartenders.
I want to thank the incredible team at the Ocean Cliff for hosting us over there. 4-star, however many stars they give, unbelievable place to stay.
Yeah.
So if you're making your way down to Newport, you should stay over there. I want to thank Mike Connor and his whole crew here at 103.7 here in Rhode Island.
Yes.
Our Rhode Island affiliate.
A lot of people pushing for Ken and Curtis on our Rhode Island affiliate.
Really?
Oh,
wow. So, okay.
All right.
Are we negotiating that deal?
Well, I mean, what's 100% of zero? That's what I get. Okay. But,
sprinkle them, Curtis.
And since we've checked out of the Ocean Cliff, room 7, get that room. That is a all nice right. room. Maybe the best on property.
There you go.
That is the all one right. to get.
All right. Wiggy just checked in.
Speaking of Kalina, come on down.
Yeah,
Curtis, you brought up Jones and Keefe. Where is Rich? Rich is here somewhere.
Yeah. He was.
I want to come over here real quick. Let's get a crossover quick before we go.
Yeah, Rich. Dork Pod.
I want to thank everybody at 22 Bowens for hosting us last night for dinner.
Ken Laird tried caviar for the first time there.
Yes, he did. Yep. Yes, he did. And speaking of Ken, I want to thank Ken and Griff and
Eamon, Carolyn,
and, Carolyn, our whole team at Odyssey, Mike Thomas, everybody who
good job
has worked really hard to put this third road show and all of the road shows together.
And Greg did a great job.
Oh, good job, Greg.
Greg.
Richard,
yes.
Your first roadshow experience?
I love it.
You do?
I'm coming to every one of these.
Okay. All right. We would love to have you.
Yeah. It's great.
Blast. You were gifted,
gifted
some sort
something.
Of a limited edition corn item.
I was. Do you want me to display it now?
Yes.
I actually have it in my backpack. People were making fun of me for having a backpack.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to carry things? What am I supposed to do?
I don't know about the backpack.
What am I supposed to do?
If it was Louis Vuitton, Greg would be like, that's sick.
Do you have a
Puma. It's Puma.
Do you have a hacky sack in there?
No, I got all kinds of things. Okay. I have all kinds of things. This is a limited edition Spawn Korn comic book
that
is signed by every member of the band Korn.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty great.
That's
pretty great.
You got Jonathan Davis on there.
You bet. Head, Fieldy, Monkey, they're all there.
Fantastic.
Are they all live still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are.
Good comic book too, Spawn. Can't wait for the movie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You would like Jonathan Davis because he collects serial killer memorabilia.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't like to, idolize serial killers. Wow. I just like hearing their story.
That's unique.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
That's another way of saying the same thing.
No, really not.
And by the way,
seems
like you two were getting along swimmingly last night.
Yes.
All it took was one seafood tower.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's and you to share oysters across. With someone.
Yeah. That's
really.
Yeah.
How was the Howard Johnson's?
Excellent.
Yeah.
The finest Howard Johnson.
I think the brand is making a comeback.
I was blown away by the hospitality and the everything was great.
The hojo.
Yeah. All right, good. Well, what are you guys talking about today?
We're going to talk about the state of the Red Sox.
Yeah,
it's not great. Alex Cora yesterday tried answering questions and I don't know. Just nothing's changing with these guys.
Curtis suggested that if they were to be swept, that Alex Cora may disappear.
I think he's got a longer leash than that, but I think it's at least on the table. It's the first time we've ever talked about it. Have we ever talked about Alex Cora not finishing the season?
No.
So that started.
Right.
So I was the governor
of
New Hampshire.
Yes, Sununu did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
One exception.
Yeah, my governor said that a long time ago.
He's on the hot seat.
So you think
hot seat. You
think it's a topic for discussion?
I do.
At this point.
Yeah. Yeah, because like when you guys had Breslow on and he was saying, well, like the manager isn't just told what to do. Like, he also manages like personalities. Like, how's that going? Right? Yeah. It doesn't seem to be going great.
Not good at all.
Yeah.
Not good at all. And then and we said by the end of June, you're looking at 2 weeks before the All-Star break, and they might be 10 games out of the wild card.
Yeah.
So
what are you hanging on to at that point?
Right. Yeah. What are you keeping them around for?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are talking about that.
Yeah. Tim Welsh is going to stop by, former Providence basketball coach. Talk a little hoops with Tim
Welsh. Excellent.
So that'll be a good time. Then we have all our normal Friday week in review stuff. Four pack of questions. Top five Friday.
Ooh.
Top five Friday should be good.
Can you ask former Providence head coach about Ed Cooley and if he thinks that the vitriol that's thrown his way is
I will ask him.
Is
fair. Warranted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will ask him.
Okay.
Fair and warranted.
Yeah.
All right.
Seafood for lunch?
Sure. Yes, please.
Like a Rhode Island clam chowder, maybe?
I'm not picky. Whatever they got.
Doesn't matter whatever they got.
They'll eat any ritual, eat anything.
That's true.
I'm like a catfish. Greg asks what food you want just so he can point out how it wasn't actually what you wanted, and he'll correct you.
Rich is like Mikey. You remember Mikey from the commercial? Mikey would eat anything.
Mikey likes it.
Hot or cold lobster natural.
All right. Well, we got to go. Jones and Keith, stay here. They're next all the way up until 2. Rhode Island.
Thank you.
You are. Can't put into words how incredible you are. We love you. We love you. Jones and Keith are next. Talk to you Monday morning. Have a great weekend. Now the
time has come for leaving. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.